Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
DJ and Jamie.
Yep, this show is cutting edge, baby. Yes, there's a thing out there called Airbnbs, and man, oh man, are they on fire.
And yeah, and by the way, this is a best of from 1992.
I will say this. The Airbnb world has changed over the pandemic.
Oh, it's suffered bad. My neighbors are posting all the time on our little, you know, village thing. Yeah. Like, if anybody wants to go to Breck, we have a weekend available. We have every weekend available.
Yeah. I've got sad. A couple of boys that are older. They're in late 20s, early 30s. They travel quite a bit, and they've been using Airbnb for the past couple of years, 3 years, whatever. But with the pandemic, here's the way I see it, Jamie. You tell me if I'm wrong. When the pandemic first started, Airbnbs really suffered because nobody wanted to live in somebody else's places or be somewhere.
We thought it was creepy at first.
Hotels suffered too, though. And we thought it was creepy, blah, blah, blah. Now it's kind of reversed. Now I feel like that people are looking at the Airbnb as a far better deal, probably less traffic compared to a hotel. The amenities at an Airbnb far greater than a hotel because you have your own place, and especially if there's, you know, 6-7 people, you're all together. You can cook there. You can. I think it's changed, don't you?
Well, it's not only has it changed. I mean, that all happened. It changed, but COVID has created it. It's so cheap. It's so cheap because people are so desperate. A lot of people got into the Airbnb game about 5 years ago because we even ran commercials here saying, listen, if you want to, you know, with American financing, buy an Airbnb, you can make extra money, because people were finding it was a great investment because people loved it.
Pays for itself.
It does. And then with COVID happening, then people got freaked out. Oh, my God. But now it's such a bargain because people are desperate to make their mortgage.
And if you remember, in late March, April into May, there were certain states and certain governors or mayors or whatever that outlawed.
Yep.
That said, you can't operate an Airbnb anymore. I mean, they literally shut them down. Part of the lockdown.
So here's the thing. So yesterday, you know, I spent a lot of money on that presidential suite in Scottsdale, right? It was kind of dumb. Because my friend Holly, she just rubbed it in my face how dumb I was. Yesterday, she was at a party that a realtor had thrown, and it's an Airbnb, and it was some kind of, I don't know, whatever. She works there. And they had a little get together at an Airbnb, and it was $2,000 a night. And this house was humongous in Scottsdale, had an infinity pool, had a bar downstairs, had a hot tub, and it was super cheap. I mean, that's not cheap. It's $2,000, but it was cheaper than the hotel I rented.
Well, it's cheap if you're planning to go and there's 8 or 9 people that you're meeting another group there, another family that you're very comfortable with. I mean, Spadil was just in here a few minutes ago. He does that paintball thing where they go on tournament trips. You were just telling us there's, what, 10 of you guys?
Yep.
You've gotten a place. How many bedrooms?
10.
So they've got, everybody has their own bedroom at this house. How much is it?
$2,000 for 3 nights.
That is so good.
For 3 nights, that's a steal.
And all of those guys in there.
And they can cook their own food. You can, you know, I mean, a lot of these places have like foosball machines and pool tables and all kinds of stuff. And the Airbnb market right now is on fire.
Yeah.
It's on fire because people are buying the houses and seeing what you know, we're going to come out of this at some point.
Yeah, of course.
And this is going to be a great investment for a lot of people to buy these if you can, you know, swing it.
So,
but it's on fire.
Can you tell me what my personality disorder is?
What do you mean?
Well, I have a personality disorder where I do this thing where if I find something that I think is amazing, I push my agenda or the amazement onto others. Did you just see what happened when our boss came in? Mm-hmm. So what happened was our boss is going to Montana. And so I was telling him about Holly's experience with the Airbnb and this amazing house. So for whatever reason, I'm not even going to Montana. Okay. I'm not going to Montana, but I start searching Airbnbs in Montana for him. And I start forwarding to his phone, blowing his phone up. Like, you got to stay at this place. You got to stay. He's like, Jamie, I have a hotel already. No. You got to stay in the Airbnb. What is that personality disorder?
I don't tell Jamie when I'm going somewhere because she turns into a travel agent.
No, that's amazing. Know? That's the kind of friend you want right there. No,
and let me answer.
It's like a know-it-all. Like that something's wrong with me. Like he was. Did you see him?
Yeah.
He sat there looking depressed. Like, why won't she shut up?
And then he got up. Then he got up and left.
He
never even acknowledged if any of these were a good deal or not. He just got up and left.
He didn't care.
Let me answer the first part of that question though, because you asked me. Can you help me diagnose my personality disorder?
Yeah.
No, because we're only on until 10.
I just don't know, like, what I become, like, when I find a good deal. Like, I came in today, and I was like, you guys got to shop online. It's amazing. When Amazon, you know, this was, like, 8 years ago. I was like, you guys got to do Amazon. It's the best thing that's ever happened. I don't know why I do this. Like, shut up, Jamie. Just
do
your own thing. It's cool.
I think that when you discover something, you just want to share it with the world. You just want to tell everybody, hey, look, here's a great deal. If you don't know about this, you're missing out on it. So you're actually trying to do somebody a favor.
Maybe that's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, because I could tell that he wasn't interested, our boss.
Right.
So I started, did you know you can Airbnb trailers? Like a double wide?
No.
I started sending him trailers.
No. I've never looked at Airbnb. Never used one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's available.
Okay, so I know Lisa is itching to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done, right? She's sick of just staying at home. I mean, she's been working, but we're all sick of just not having a vacation.
Well, the sick part maybe that I'm there too, but yeah.
I could get
She's
that.
Sick.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. You need to just even locally do Airbnb. Just even do it locally.
Go to the mountains.
You can find a place with a pool. Oh my God, I'm here to help.
Well, you're talking about that I could Airbnb and I just travel from like my house 5 miles to Lakewood.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
In Airbnb?
There'd be a pool there.
Right.
Because this weekend I'm renting a house in Parker that has a swimming pool. I'm not kidding. Why are you guys staring at me? Hello? So it's my son. I'm going to have my son's beginning of school party.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we're going to kick it off. And so I'm having all his buddies. I rented that house in Parker. It has a swimming pool. And we're just going to have a big party, like, kick it off, school.
There's a such thing as a beginning of school party that people throw.
He's an only child.
You got to do everything big.
I'm just saying.
He's an only child.
I don't think I've ever heard of that celebration.
He's an only child.
Hashtag spoiled.
I've heard of graduations.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.